Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
The wait is over. The Chi returns with new episodes on Paramount Plus.
What brings you to the show?
Opportunity.
Everybody get down! Walk right up to
the sun. A new rain is coming to the South Side.
Never should have sent a boy to do a woman's job.
The Chi. New episodes May 10th. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.
Ladies and gents, welcome back. All Things Covered. Patrick Peterson, Brian McFadden. It's a lot. We got a jam-packed show for you guys. Oh, man, I'm excited. Pat P, he's excited. Skull Nation, I know you guys are excited as well. It's game week. The NFL season starts this week. Opening night, Thursday night football, Buffalo travels out to Los Angeles against the Rams. A huge way to start the season off. And then, of course, a jam-packed Sunday with a lot of games, impactful games. Our very own Pat P will be home. Home opener, sold out. Sold out show. Pat P, before we get into the show, right, talking about, you know, skull checking, there's a lot we can talk about. Before we tap in to our skull check in, we got to recap the most recent news that's associated with me, B-Mac, and Pat P. Florida State versus LSU in New Orleans. By the way, I was there. Man, I ate.
How was the energy, man?
Oh, it was electric, bro. Man, listen, number one, I was so surprised to see how many Florida State fans was there. Like, of course, you know, LSU, Baton Rouge is like a 45-minute drive from the city. You expected to see a lot of LSU fans. But Pat P, Florida State came and they showed out. Our fans were everywhere. Everywhere you walk, Canal Street, Bourbon, Orleans, wherever you was at, uptown, downtown, Third Ward, Fifth Ward, it didn't matter. We were there. We were deep. But before we get into it, actually what happened, Pat P, when I tell you, man, I had some of the best oysters in my life.
Where from?
Oh, man, what's the name of the spot? Monroe?
Oh, yeah, I had that before.
Monroe?
Did you have the charcoal
grilled oysters with crab meat on the top?
Yeah, you had the stuffed ones. Yes, sir.
I had three dozen, bro.
You ate real good.
And then I was at Mother's. Mother showed me love too as well. I had the fried oysters at Mother's. I doubled back. I ate Mother's twice.
Did you have breakfast?
I'm a food guy. I had brunch. I had dinner. I'm a food guy, so I wasn't happy.
You didn't wake up for breakfast? What time you go to sleep? What time you wake up the next day, Cat?
Why am I waking up early? I feel like I was on vacation. I'm not waking up early on vacation.
What'd you do the night before, man?
Man, I partied with the nose, man. Man, we had an alumni party. We had an LSU/Florida State alumni party. Yeah. Man, we was deep.
Man, I wish I was able to come, dog.
Oh, my goodness. And then, of course, tailgating affair. We did our Instagram live there. But let's put the kids to bed, man. Let's go ahead and talk about the adult stuff, man. The reaction, Florida State 24, LSU. Number one, Pat, you told me you put some lamb on the grill. How the lamb came out?
Hey, man, I made some honey, basil glaze, ham. Oh, my goodness, Matt. What I need to do when I am done, I probably need to get me a cookbook or something. I'm pretty crazy in that kitchen, Matt.
I know you told me you took some classes too, so yeah, you can cheat.
I'm really up to something. I started to smoke some chicken wings, but I didn't because I was busy with the girls. We had all type of stuff going on, so I ended up air frying some wings. Oh, my baby!
That's
said,
a good way to do it, though.
Yeah, my baby girl, she loved when Daddy cooked some wings, no matter how I cook them. She was like, "Oh my goodness, Daddy, this is what I've been missing."
No question. Put them in that air fryer, it's gonna be a little crispy too.
Yeah, man. So the lamb turned out great. Put them on the grill for about maybe 5 minutes each side. Then I seared, put them on the skillet, put my garlic, my truffle oil,
mm-hmm.
My basil glaze, and my hot honey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that sounds good, man. And also for our listeners and our viewers, man, we love talking about food on this show. So if you got any cool recipes, any ingredients, man, that we might need to try out, hit us in the comments. Please let us know, because me and Pat, that's what we need. We need a food show.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
We need a food show, man. I told you the best job in the world is my guy. What's his name? Guy Fieri?
Yeah.
Fieri. Guy Fieri. He got the best job, man. This man traveled to taste food.
And my wife got me this uni for my birthday. Oh,
uh-huh.
Just like this little pizza wood fire grill.
Oh, when you put that pizza in that wood fire.
Oh, my goodness. Man.
That's good eating.
Man.
That's good eat.
Man. But yeah, whenever you bring the kids over to the crib, man, to the P2 Palace.
No question.
I got
the compound.
Yeah, we can grill, we can smoke, we can get some kids some pizza while they're in the pool. We can get us a little workout in, coach.
No question.
Oh yeah.
No, we're not gonna do it. We're gonna eat. I ain't doing a workout. We're gonna work out the next day.
We're gonna work out, man. How we used to do it back in the day, man. Go on the trip and run for about 15, 20 minutes. You know what I mean? Hit the gym.
No question. No question. So, Pat P, you ate good. You had a good time.
I did. But
what were your emotions, man, watching that game, man? So the emotions of that game.
Yeah, so I had to get back to Minnesota, right?
Yeah.
So I watched the game up until halftime. First and foremost, I was not pleased at all.
I'm not surprised.
Actually not pleased as far as, and I know we had some key guys go down. What's my man that tore the ACL?
Mason.
So I know he went down big. That's a big gap for us to fill on the defensive side of the ball. But I just felt like, you know, it was moving the ball too freely from what I saw, for what I was able to watch from the game. Because when I landed, I was keeping my update on my phone. But we'll get into that later. From what I saw, you know, I just felt that Florida State was just having their way too much up and down the field on the offensive side of the ball. And I think on the LSU offensive side of the ball, I told my wife this.
Mm-hmm.
I said, man, I hate when they have quarterback design runs, man. That drives me crazy. Man, you have a running back that can tote the load and take these unnecessary hits. You mm-hmm. have a quarterback to throw the ball, put the ball in the end zone, stand back in the pocket and dissect the defense versus, and I understand that may get him going in the game, but not so much. I don't know how they did in the second half, but from the first half, it was all.
You know, we didn't see any urgency from LSU's offense until the fourth quarter.
And from that standpoint, then I headed to the airport, got on the flight, and I started keeping my update on my phone.
Yep.
I thought we'd go down because my Wi-Fi was lacking a little crazy. So then when I got back on Wi-Fi, it was like 24-17, 4 minutes ago, I saw a score. So I was like, all right, cool. No, it was 10, actually. It was 24-10 at the time. I saw a score. I was like, okay, all right. We got a little time. Just defense got to get a stop. I can't see it. I'm going off what I've been watching from the first half.
Yep.
Lord behold, they drive the ball all the way down to the 1 yard line. I was like, oh man, this game over.
Man.
So boom, then I get another alert. Cause like I said, I can't see the game.
Mm-hmm.
So boom, I get another alert. LSU scores as time expires.
Oh man,
here we go. Here we go. Let's go and kick the field goal, get into overtime, a plane land. Get breaking news.
Block field goal.
No question. Said, you gotta be kidding me. I said, man. Then I saw another my mind going blank right now. I don't have him up right. The punt returner.
Yeah, the muff return
when he muffed the guy's name. He came from Michigan State, I believe. Neighbors.
Yep, Neighbors.
I know his first name, but Neighbors. When he muffed the first punt, because I saw the first block field goal, then I saw the first muff punt. I was like, oh,
yep, man, as in the first half.
What's going on in the stadium? What's going on? Like, what's happening right now? We supposed to, you know what I mean? We got Brian Kelly. you know, the guy's supposed to have all the coaches on you know, on point. We're not supposed to have these mishaps.
No, not in special teams either.
No, not especially not in the game opener. You know what I mean? Just at this level, we shouldn't be having these mishaps. Not only once, but twice on the same side from the blocked field goal. And I think my man Neighbors muffed the punt on the same side of the field.
The same side of the field. Yeah, both blocked field goals happened on the same side.
I don't know if it was muffs. What was going on down there in Caesar.
Special teams.
Caesar Palace. But it wasn't right. So then when I saw the blocked field goal, I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. And yeah, it was just like a knife in my heart, man. It hurt.
Hey, man. College football is exciting. I can say this much. It's exciting.
It's back, man. College football is back.
I understand it was going to be one winner and one loser, but it was a good game. And for us, Florida State, you know, we needed a game like that because over the last few years, we found ways to lose those type of ball games.
And I will say this, y'all damn near did find a way to lose that game. Oh, but man. I love the energy, the passion, the tenacity that you guys are playing with, especially on the defensive side of the ball. It looked like they was trying to get that old Florida State swag back. Not going to say they have it just yet.
Yeah.
But it looked like they was trying to
make
it. It
was different.
Yeah, it was definitely different, especially from the games I was able to watch over the years. It looked like they're definitely starting to make that transition to some big-time football again.
Yeah, we got some guys who don't mind hunting on the defensive side. 100%. You know what I mean? And offensively, the quarterback, Jordan Travis, salute to him. He played well. Offensively, the offensive line did what they were supposed to do. Wide receivers, it was a collective effort from everybody. You know what I mean? And it was some questionable decisions that happened throughout the ball game, but they found a way to not allow that to, you know, affect the final outcome. And it was a big game, Florida State. We needed that. We needed that. You know what I mean? We haven't been 2-0 since 2016.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It's been a minute. So, you know, we go into our bye week, which a much needed bye week based on the physical nature of that ball game needed. And you guys got Southern next week. So, you know, that got to be a get right game. It better be a get right game.
We need to put up 70. Can't take the foot off the gas.
Yeah.
I want to see fake field goals. I want to see fake punts. I want to see you put the dagger in it. Cause you ain't going to learn it in practice. You're going to learn it in the game. And this is the perfect game for you to sharpen up your tool, to get all those kinks out that what popped up in game against Florida State. And get this thing back rolling.
Yeah, you got Southern in Baton Rouge, home opener for LSU. That's supposed to be an opportunity for LSU to get right back in the winning column. But college football, anything can happen. Matter of fact, Southern just put up 70-plus on Florida Memorial this past weekend as well. So they scored 70.
Talking about HBCUs, whoo, Jackson State.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was ugly, too.
Fact that it was ugly. It's the fact that Prime really went there and did what he said he was going to do.
Yeah, that's FAMU was outmatched. It was good. It was good.
And I wasn't even watching the game far as seeing them being outmatched because I already knew they was being outmatched, being 17th ranked in the country. Obviously, you know they come.
Bunch of transfers from big schools.
Yeah, exactly. My boy Hunter was
Travis Hunter. Who we had on the show, no question.
He had big time plays on the slant. Safety dropped a pick six that he broke up on the so clean. I mean, it was a perfect backside of 3-by-1, ball to him in the boundary. Receiver tried to run a slant. He stayed real patient, didn't lose his inside leverage. Broke on the ball. He should have picked it, honestly.
Yeah.
But he ended up tipping it.
It was right there for the safety.
I don't know what safety it was, but hit him right in the chest.
Tips and overthrows, you know, that's what we want.
Hit him right in the chest. But going back to my point, I wasn't looking for seeing them how outmatched they were over Florida A&M. I wanted to see how attention to detail they were, what type of offense they were running, what type of defense they were running. Mm-hmm. Those guys were running some prolific style defenses. And to see Deion Sun do his thing at the quarterback position, man.
Yep.
It's remarkable to see them
go
out there and cut it loose. And a guy asked me today, I answered that question just how I just said. I didn't want to see how outmatched they would Florida A&M. I wanted to see how they execute their plays, how their formation looked, if it was generic sets. I was like, man, they look good.
Yeah, they did. They looked good. FAMU didn't look so good. before we transition to skull check-in, did you already put my water in?
Oh, yeah, your water's on the way. Matter of fact, I'm going to check it right now. I think it says it's going to get there because I picked a slower delivery.
That's fine. That's fine. As long as they get here. As long as they get here. See, we with me, Pat P went live Sunday,
I'm
man.
I'm right now, Coach. So, yeah.
I got to stay hydrated. That's the thing. If you guys weren't a part of our show last week.
The 6th, September 12th.
Okay, that's fine. Last week, me and Pat, anytime anything that we're associated with competes against each other, we got to make a bet. So Pat P made a bet. My bet is I got to get Voss water. He was already in debt to me because my high school beat his high school last year. So Pat P wanted me to get him some strawberry Sprite. I never heard of that. I didn't know that existed. Right.
Tropical
Sprite. But guess I'm not getting any Sprite. If I send Pat some Sprite, just because I'm just being a good guy, man. I'm just being a good guy. But I got water coming. The tall Voss too. And them things, when they in the refrigerator.
I think I got you the bit pack too, man. I think it was a pack of what? Let me see what it say.
Yeah, that's what I deserve. That's what I deserve. I'm a champion, man. I'm a champion, man. The big boss, the Voss.
I got you a pack of 24, so you got you 48 bottles, Coach. I should have got that.
Good man.
Cheaper, 21.
Yeah.
But I looked out for you, man. You say you got to stay hydrated, man.
I got to stay hydrated. Yes, sir. Shout out to Coach Novell, Florida State football. Let's keep it going. I can tell you this much. Anytime New Orleans want to have Florida State play there, we there. Anytime. We there. Just let us know. We there. We deep. But, hey, great game. Reaction to the Florida State LSU game. Florida State wins 24-23. Man, get this. It's about that time. It's in-season type prep for us, in-season type show. We're going to take a few moments to kind of recalibrate, make some adjustments, get into the locker room. But get this, when we come outside the locker room, it's time for skull check-in time. Now it's time for the varsity. You know, we just talked about college football as a JV. But now it's time to talk about this varsity matchup this upcoming week.
Sunday lights, baby. Sunday lights, baby.
When the men play, put their cleats on and their helmets on, man. So right after this break, when we come out of halftime, skull check-in. You don't want to miss it.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It was a very bright, shining light, Sarajevo, and they needed to kill that light.
From producers Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, explore how art and music sustained hope during the siege of Sarajevo, thanks in part to humanitarians and the band U2.
U2, they represent the personification of our resistance.
The Hollywood Reporter hails Kiss the Future, moving and inspirational.
Kiss the Future! Viva Sarajevo!
Kiss the Future, new documentary now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus. Go to Paramount Plus to try it free. Terms apply.
Uh-oh, it's our very, very first skull check-in of the 2022 season. Skull Nation.
And up.
Y'all know what time it is. Boy, if you ain't fired up, I don't know what will get you fired up. In the words of my good uncle, I ain't here for a long time. I'm just here for a good time.
Yes, sir.
Pat P, Minnesota, they going to be there for a good time on Sunday.
First of all, who is that? That's Roger.
No question. No question. We're here for a long time, baby. We're just here for a good time. That's it. That's it. But before we get into the matchup against the Green Bay Packers, it was some surprising things that happened leading to that final 53-man cutdown, right? Ross, the reaction for Pat P. How surprising was it to see Armand Watts get released and get this? The Bears scooped him real fast. How surprising was that?
It definitely sent some waves in the locker room. A lot of guys were, surprised by the move, but, you know, those things are out of our control. You know, a lot of things could have came behind that move. We don't know. But, you know, the good thing about him, he have an opportunity to still showcase his talent. He's a very good D tackle. You know, he got a lot of good potential in his league. And I'm looking forward to seeing him continue to flourish.
Yeah, and you're going to see him flourish with the Chicago Bears, so you will get a chance to see him.
Yeah.
In other news, you guys made a trade for Jalen Reagor. All right, Jalen Reagor, former first-round pick by the Philadelphia Eagles. He was actually selected before Justin Jefferson. So Philly decided to go opposite direction in that draft. It's safe to say Justin would not be a Minnesota Viking. So right. You guys need to be excited to have Jalen Reagor because of what Philly did. You actually have Justin Jefferson. Now you got both of them. So you personally, Pat P, what kind of, you know, added piece could he be to the offense or special teams?
I think he could be a dynamic piece on both sides. You know, on the offensive side of the ball, he's very quick, very shifty, can get busy in space, and vice versa on the special team, punt returner. You know, I can't say where he's going to be, punt returner, kick returner, but you'll find out Sunday, baby. Wherever he is, you know, the guy that's very elusive with the ball in his hand and knows how to find the end zone. So, you know, all the other 10 guys have to do their job, making sure that they hone in on their responsibilities, blocking their guys, make sure that their guy's not the one making the play.
Yep.
You know, and see what happens after that.
Yeah, anytime you can add a first-round talent to your team, that's always a plus.
Yeah, you're winning.
That's a plus. Man, Packers preview.
Pan out for us.
No question. Week one, Packers preview. Before we get into the preview of the game, Pat P., what does it mean to be named a captain for the Minnesota Vikings for the second straight season with the Vikings?
Oh, man, that was big time, man. You know me, Mac, I don't do nothing out of the ordinary. I just try to find ways to get the best out of guys, lead by an example, do it the right way each and every day. To, you know, not only leave a legacy, but to show the young guys behind me, you know, what it takes, you know, to get it done, to be able to play, you know, a long career, a successful career, you know, a healthy career, you know, and like I said, by all doing it, you know, the right way. And those, and, you know, my teammates saw that, you know, it's quite an honor to, you know, be named the captain, you know, at a place where, you know, I'm not unfamiliar now going into my second year, but, you know, still kind of like a new guy, you know, around here, you know, and the guys obviously respect me around the team. I don't take that, you know, responsibility very lightly. The guys around the building know I don't. And all I want to do is just win. And, you know, the guys know I pour, you know, everything into ball, you know, especially when it comes down to preparing and making sure that everybody's on their P's and Q's when we go into war.
Yeah, and now talking about going to battle, week one, divisional foe, team you don't like, they don't like y'all. It's going to be heated. It's going to be intense. The Green Bay Packers come to Minnesota. Man, what is it like to prepare for Green Bay knowing they do not have Davante Adams? How different is the prep without Davante Adams being involved?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be different. You know, it's going to be different not seeing 17 out there and Aaron Thorne, his golden boy, the ball, you know, at will, you know, because, you know, he can pretty much put it anywhere. Davante Adams is very good at creating separations, very good at the line of scrimmage when it's just a point of attack. He's that guy, you know, that's just the truth of the matter. But it's going to be different seeing him not in that that forest green and yellow.
No question.
So we're going to have – it's going to be probably take us about a quarter to see, you know, find out who Aaron – because he haven't played all preseason.
Yep.
You know, all you hear is about talks coming out of camp. We really don't know. Nothing's not on tape to really prove that. But, you know, it's probably going to take us about a quarter to kind of see, you know, who his trusted guy is going to be.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be a filling out process for both clubs at the end of the day, because they haven't seen, you know, Kevin fully call plays, you know.
No question. Exactly.
Defense, you know, so it's going to be a chess match, I believe, for about a quarter and a half. And, you know, it should be some, you know, I expect good football to be played. And, I obviously, you know, expect us to come out on top because that's what we prepare for. But it should be a good, really, really good competitive football game.
Yeah. And when it goes to Aaron Rodgers, you talked about Aaron Rodgers, your career, record against Aaron Rodgers in 6 career games. You're 4-2, Pat P. Okay, 2 games above 500 against Aaron Rodgers. What's it like to game plan for one of the best quarterbacks in the game and a guy like Aaron Rodgers?
It's difficult because some of the stuff that you see on tape, you might not get that the week before because – I mean, the week going into your game because he do so much check with me.
Mm-hmm. What is a check with me? A lot of our listeners and viewers don't know what that is.
Yeah, he may get a play call on his helmet. You know, Matt LaFleur may call a play in. Aaron may get a look that he don't like. And say, boom, we doing something else. And the next thing you
change
know –
change it up.
They run a whole new, you know, pass scheme, or it can be a running scheme as well. You know, so, you know, that's where the chess match come into play. But, you know, at the same time, every team have tendencies, you know. Yep. What I mean? So if we're as a defense, if we're able to rely on our responsibilities, you know, our assignments, you know, that will be able to get us out of downs. You know, the biggest thing for us is not allowing big plays. You know, we cannot allow big plays. We have to stop the run, and we must be stout in the red zone and also be fantastic in situational football, because we understand that's something that that kept us back last year in order for us being a team that we knew we all could be.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of the Green Bay Packers, you have two guys on your defense that played with them a year ago, and Smith and Sullivan. Have you learned anything about their offense or anything about their team, knowing that they've spent some years with the Green Bay Packers?
No, you know, not really. You know, although those guys been there a while, like I said, Aaron is 17 years, I think now?
Yeah. Aaron was in my draft, 2005 draft.
17 years in the game. It's nothing that he didn't see. It's no looks that he haven't seen. So
no question, he's seen it all.
So in the best, you know, predicament possible. So it's possibly no keys that we can possibly get, because it's probably already 2 plays or coming into the huddle anyway, or he might have changed up his, you know, his code word, or, you know, things like that. We know signals and all of that may stay the same, but that only comes down in, like, you know, 3rd down, 2 minutes. If Aaron sees a different cup, he may give a certain signal to a certain receiver. Pretty much that would stay the same. But far as, you know, the plays and the different, you know, audibles that may happen, now we haven't picked up on anything from those guys yet. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to come down to us executing the calls. You know, all 11 guys on the same page at all times. And, you know, when we was able to beat them, when I was able to, you know, get some victories against them, that's what happened. You know, Rutgers rushing, had not losing gap integrity. Guys understanding, you know, he still is elusive enough to buy extra time, so make sure that you're plastering your coverage on the back end. And also, we all know that he has that home run arm that can make any throw down the field, intermediate, off balance. You know, it don't matter. He can make all the throws in the book. So if we're able to execute our assignments and contain our leverage, you know, I think we'll be able to get ourselves out of downs.
What type of performance are you expecting from your offense? So what type of performance you need to see from your offense?
You know, just those guys being consistent and just putting together some methodical drives, man. Just mixing in some run, mixing in some play action, putting Kirk on the run, just moving the ball up and down the field.
And running it.
Feeding Cookie Monster and doing it at our pace, you know, doing it at our pace on our terms, and you know, having the offense dictate the outcome, not letting the defense dictate, you know, our offense outcome. So, you know, it's been great to see the offense, you know, unfold throughout OTAs, minicamp, training camp. You know, the fans and us got a little preview of it with the twos. And the threes kind of performing. Obviously, we know that's very vanilla down, but we can see the potential. Guys, big play potential, great play calling potential. You know, I think we was pretty successful in our 2-minute drives before half on the offensive side of the ball. Same thing on the defense. I think we gave up 1 field goal, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember exactly. Mm-hmm. But it was some things that we was able to take away from camp, and I meant from the preseason, and put on tape, grow from, and be able to, you know, learn from those mistakes that we did make, and also learn from the success that we had in those situation of football, and looking forward to that carrying us throughout the season.
No question. And when it comes to first year players getting their first taste of real action, what's the best message you can give for the couple of rookies that will see their first real life NFL action this weekend?
Man, have fun. Man, I still can remember my first rookie game preparing for the Carolina Panthers. And now here I am now in year 12, you know what I mean? So, man, have fun, enjoy it, embrace that moment, because you'll never have a first NFL game again. You know what I mean? You'll never have another first NFL regular season game again. So let it all hang. I know I had one hell of a first game experience. We end up winning, and I end up taking one to the crib, winning it for the team. And like I said, just enjoy it. Man, it's a dream come true. It's what all you guys been waiting for, dreaming about. It's for this moment, you know. So don't disappoint yourself. Go out there, let it all hang loose. The game is still the game. Now you just with the best of the best, and everybody is pretty much on the same playing field as you. But long as you believe in your ability and your technique, you'll be all right.
Before I let you go, Pat P, what are you expecting from Skol Nation? This is the first game of the season, and you guys are playing at home in the dome. What are you expecting from Skol Nation? Because people have been waiting for football for a long time. We just saw how exciting it was to have a full slate of college games this past weekend. The stadiums were crazy, intense, not an open seat available. Man, what's your expectation from Skol Nation? Walking to the stadium, that first kickoff, you know, defense is on the field. Defense up first is what they always say. Yeah. You standing there waiting for that kickoff. Man, what you expecting?
Man, I'm expecting the fans to be electrifying. I expect the roof to be jumping off the off the beams. I got the hiccups tonight. I hope they open up the dome. They don't got the top. We got the glass in the back.
Oh, behind the field goal.
Yeah, man. Get some of that good glory. You know, that old glory. Get some of that old glory shining on in there, man.
Mm-hmm. And, hey, Pat P. Let them keep it closed so that noise can stay inside. You don't want that noise to leave.
I'm telling you, Matt. Because we got the city right behind. It's gonna echo through the city. We want everybody to hear. Got doggers. So I want them to open up the glasses, open up the windows. Yeah. Got dog. And when I hear that, I know it's time to go. It's time to go, baby.
Hey, no question. You're here for a long time. You're here for a good time.
Yes, sir. And it's a great day to start off our season with a divisional opponent.
Yes, it is.
And we have a great opportunity to really get ahead of the division, because we got all of our divisional opponent within the first 6 weeks. So that is huge.
Create separation.
Huge. For us going into this, not looking ahead, but, you know, going into this 6 week stretch, because we do, out of those, you know, six opponents, four of those opponents is a divisional opponent. So we understand how pivotal those games are, and we understand how important that every guy must have their hand in the pile in order to get through the stretch and carry us on throughout the season.
No question. Skol Nation, you guys heard them. You know what time it is. Make sure you get there early, tailgating. Make sure you get fired up, whatever you need to do to get fired up. It's go time. Yes, now it's time to go. It's real. It's real life right now. Yes, and these guys feed off of crowd noise. Crowd participation is so important in the game of football, especially for defenders. So please show up, show out, and you better believe these guys are going to give you a show. Before we let everyone go, it's prediction time. Matt, first prediction of the season. We were up and down last year.
Time out. Which side you gonna take?
New year. I feel so good about my pick. I ain't got no other choice but to be right. You got the purple cup. I'm rocking with Minnesota. This is a tone setter. This is a message game. Mm-hmm. And you know what we used to say in Pittsburgh? It's a five-star matchup because we in it. I delivered it. I talked to the fellas at Florida State on Saturday, and I told them, I said, man, when I was in Pittsburgh, Tom needs to tell us it's a five-star matchup because we in it. You got to believe it. Ain't about who y'all playing because we in it.
It's
a five-star matchup because the Vikings is in it. They're playing at home. The first home opener of the season. My score prediction. So this is how I do my prediction, ladies and gents. I take my time. I just don't throw out numbers because I'm a gambling man, right? So I like to take my time, do my research, get all my notes and everything lined up, you know, get my numbers together. I watch tape. I watch all that. So my prediction, based on understanding both teams know each other extremely well. Pat Pete talked about it. Understanding what they both will get. New plays, new faces in new places. Might see a new nuance here or there. But division games, especially in this beginning of the season, are usually low-scoring games. Mm-hmm. So if you guys want to take the under, take the under. But my score prediction for this game right here, 16-10.
Ooh.
Vikings. Ooh. 16-10. Vikes win. That's what I'm writing down right on my notes right here. 16-10. It's a divisional matchup. You can't hide. You know what they're going to do. They know what y'all going to do to a degree, but you got a new staff, so you're going to take some time to feel everything out. But defensively, the defense is going to come to play. 16-10, Vikes win. And I see a Irv Smith junior touchdown in the fold, too.
Ooh.
Shout out to Irv Smith.
Ooh.
That's what I see. If you like my prediction, let me know in the comments. Let us know what you think. We always revisit my predictions, by the way. So that total was 26. I'm taking the under as well. I'm taking the Vikings 16-10, first game of the season. Get ready for Monday Night Football against the Philadelphia Eagles in week two with the all white on. Pat P, I gave it to you. Now that means the defense got to come. It's going to be a defensive minded game.
Got to come to play.
I feel good about my prediction. I feel good. I got to get my parlays together too. Yeah, so that, I'm going to have that in my parlay. My number one lock for my number one lock for the NFL season week one, Carolina. I'm taking Carolina. I'm putting everything. Yeah, Cleveland.
Ooh.
Cleveland hasn't won a week one matchup since 2004. That's the last time they won a game week one. Jacoby Brissett. Cleveland hasn't won a road game, a week one road game since 1994, I think.
Oh, they're on the road.
Yes, historically speaking, Cleveland has been bad. So for all our gamblers out here watching our show, we appreciate you watching us, giving us your eyes and your ears. Thanks. That is my lock. Week one, give me Carolina versus Cleveland.
I think Carolina might win that one. I mean, Cleveland might win that one. It's about time.
Pat P, you didn't hear what I just told you.
I heard what you just said, man. I think it's about time for the curse to be broken.
They've been saying it the last 10 years.
Yeah, I understand all
it that. Ain't happened yet. It just is. Some things in sports are just like they ain't cemented. Been in the
playoff and God knows how long. And who took them to the playoff? Baker Mayfield.
Pat
so
P.
what they about to do is, mm-mm. I'm just saying.
I did my research.
I'm just talking hypothetically.
I hear that. I just did my research.
I believe if I was a betting man, I think it's time for the curse to be broken. I will go.
Well,
if I
one thing I know about gambling, you got to follow the trend. That makes your decision easy. Instead of doing this brainstorming and thinking, if I know one team has won 10 in a row,
it's a 50-50 chance regardless.
And Baker, this is a revenge matchup for Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, we all understand that. But so now you got to think about it. So, yeah, Baker want to win this game so much. We all know how turnover-prone Baker Mayfield is. He can go out there head all hot. He can go out there and throw God knows what. And they got some talented DBs over there in Cleveland now.
They do. Denzel Ward fan. He can go.
And they know Baker Mayfield very well, if I'm not mistaken. So
they do.
It all depends on, to me, which Baker Mayfield comes to play. If Baker Mayfield can play within the lines, play within himself, hammer man Christian the ball, put the ball where it need to be, not trying to make all these heroic throws and heroic plays, keep the game manageable. You cannot win a football game off one single throw. So if he's able to understand that and understand that a quarterback job is to manage the game and keep the ball away from the defense, I think they'll be okay. But if Baker Mayfield come out here looking at this as a revenge, oh, I'm about to go out here and throw a 500 yards.
Well, I like what you're saying.
I'm just saying.
But I'm just saying. I'm taking.
That's just where I'm coming from with it.
That's where you're coming from. Well, I'm coming from Cleveland hasn't won a game.
Despite all the 10 years ago, do you see where I'm coming from?
I hear where you're coming from. I hear. But my mind has been made 4 weeks ago.
We're gonna revisit this. I can't wait to see what happened.
Yes, sir. That's in my parlay too, but that's my luck. I just gave you guys some free advice. I gave you guys a free way to get money.
You gave them some advice, and I gave them some doggone nuggets.
You gave them nuggets. It's up to you. Now it's up to you, our fans. Pick what side you're going to. Pick the guy's side who's going with the trend. Hey, Cleveland, Eric, just don't win week one.
That's what we need to do, Eric. Put up a since this is BMAC lock, we need to put up a totem pole on who's going with who and see who's around with BMAC and have it up by the
No question. If you think Pat is right and Cleveland's going to beat Carolina, vote with Pat. If you think I'm right and Carolina's going to beat Cleveland, vote for me. We're going to see the poll.
Man, I want to put another case of tropical.
Hold on. Yeah, I hadn't even got my payment yet. I just told you, but I ain't even touched the product.
Man, I just confirmed it, Matt. I can send you the screenshot.
But I just want to touch the product. You already don't be in more debt.
No.
Well, fine then. You want a case of water, a case of what you call it? Tropical Sprite? What is it?
Tropical Sprite, man. Tropical
Cranberry?
No, tropical Sprite, man. 12.
Okay. There you go. He's gonna be in debt again. He's gonna be dead again. Them Panthers gonna hit them people in the mouth.
My wife will be like, man, where all this water going to be Mac for?
No question. I need to hydrate.
It's a GoFund account, man.
Water, man. That's my lot. Carolina. Me and Pat got a whole nother case on the line, soda versus water. Yep. And I got Vikings winning 16-10. Skull Nation, tap into our comments. Let us know what you think. Week one. It's here. Cool, Christmas is here. We will have football every weekend from now on until February 10th. Whatever the Super Bowl.
That sounds so lovely.
Favorite time of the year. Hey man, I hope you guys enjoy the show. Our week one preview. Green Bay visiting the Minnesota Vikings. Our very own Pat P. Go ahead and let one of them balls hit you in the chest this week, man. Go catch one, man. Get somewhere.
Hey, one of my favorite interceptions that did not count.
Green Bay, Arizona, when you stepped out of bounds and you ran it, returned it.
Frosty Rutgers. Shout out to my boy Frosty, but not on this particular play.
Which one are you talking about?
And you know you don't get many of Aaron Rodgers interceptions. You just don't get many of those balls.
Yeah. Yeah, he don't throw the ball over.
You just ain't getting many of those. But anyway, going back 2015 divisional round, second quarter, if I'm not mistaken, Aaron, they driving it. I think it's a 3-3 game at the time. They driving the ball, get the ball down to maybe like the 22, between the 22 to 18. Going back to talking about Aaron does a great job of finding ways, you know, buying time for his receiver. I'm on James Jones on the right side of the field. James Jones ran like a stop. So he noticed Aaron scrambling. So he tried to run, like, you know, he tried to continue the route going back up. But I'm face guarding James Jones, but looking at Aaron at the same time. Mm-hmm. But Aaron was expecting James Jones to come back down to the ball because that's what most receivers are taught. When the quarterback is scrambling, come back to the quarterback. You know what I mean? Come back down to the quarterback to make it an easier throw so you don't have to strain his arm, you know, mess up all type of muscles, this, that, and other. Only certain quarterbacks can do that. But anyway, yep. I'm face guarding James Jones. I'm seeing Aaron. He's rolling out to my way. So like I said, he's expecting James to break back down. But now I see him. Oh, I get me a pick. Lollipop. 1 yard line. Take it 99. Look back. Ain't nobody running with me. So I know something ain't right. ain't nobody behind me. I was like, man, this is like a big time. I'm posing. I ain't feel nobody jumping on. I was like, oh man, let me look back. Everybody's still down there by the opposite goal line. Frosty, illegal hands to the.
That's face. The play I would talk about. You told me that wasn't it.
I ain't step out of bounds though. I scored.
Oh, you didn't? Yeah, but it got called back. It got
called back because it was legal. Frosty Ruckers had legal hands.
Yeah.
The face.
And you had to, you ran all the way down the length of the football field just to come back and play defense all again. I know you were tired.
I was tired, but I ain't come out the game, coach. I ain't do none of this. I ain't do
nothing. Yeah. Because you're a corner.
I can't come out.
No, no. That's the play I was talking about. Yeah, in Arizona, playoff game. Yeah. You got missing too, but it didn't even count. You know what? Get you one that's gonna count this Sunday.
Yeah, I got to, man. That would be so.
That'll hit you right in the chest with that seven at.
Last time I played in the bank,
you took 1 yard. Yeah, the last time you played, you took 1 yard. Hey.
God did.
No question. No question. No question. No question. Pat P, best of luck to you this weekend, Sunday. I'm tuning in.
Yes, sir.
I'm there. Vikings prediction coming from yours truly, B-Mac 1610. Let's go, Vikes. Until next time, all things covered. Pat P, Brian McFadden. See you when we see you. Peace.
Peace.
Original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a CAN model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.